Okay, okay. Live in location at the 24G apartment in the heart of Manila, I am Butch.
And I'm James. And we are the new Normans. And welcome to the 24G Podcast.
All right, welcome to the 24G Podcast. My name is Butch.
My name is James.
Okay, we got a jam-packed show today, bro. It's the first time in 24G history that we're gonna do a five-man podcast.
Five,
dude. Five.
Exciting!
Actually, matagal na namin gustong gawin talaga to. And we kind of prepared for it.
Yung so, OEM para sa five people, actually, pwedeng seven.
Pwedeng seven, pero we haven't tried it. Pero masyado siyang magulo. Okay. So it's the first time we're doing a five-man podcast. Pinipare talaga namin to. So because thank you to Shopee for the 11/11 sale.
11/11.
I want to thank Trisha, by the way, who really taught me how to do Shopee.
Because
before I was a Lazada guy, and then Trisha, during the time that she was here during the Shopeeholic episode, talaga na convinced niya ako na mag-Shopee. Okay, so...
Shopee, baka naman.
Baka naman.
Organic.
Kamiting ko kayo sa Thursday, sabihin ko, ha? Anyway.
Tama.
So anyway, so we really prepared. So during the 11/11 sale, we got a lot of equipment. And then now we're all set for the five-man podcast. Okay, and
today...
It's happening right now. So we got very special guests today. First one I'll introduce is a balikbayan of the 24G podcast. Welcome again to the show, Trisha.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Welcome to the show. How are you, darling?
I'm good. So excited to be back.
Yes. So,
alam mo, show.
It is a show.
Actually, show siya.
So, marami ka ba nabili nung 11/11?
Wala.
Nabili?
Wala.
Lies.
Malinis.
Okay, malinis?
Okay.
Ako, may binili ako isa lang eh.
Ano binili mo?
Nalimutan ko na eh. Check ko mamaya. May binili ako.
Isa lang binili mo?
Oo.
Oh. I've been on a shopping spree, bro. Like,
pansin ko
eh. Like, crazy shopping spree.
Mukha nga eh.
Okay, joining our show today, Trisha is back already, balikbayan. And then we got new two guys who joined the show. They're a couple, bro.
Couple?
Yeah.
First time.
One of the, like, best love stories you'll ever hear ever if you talk to them.
Ay, yan.
One of the best love stories. You wanna share it today? The love story?
Valentine's.
Wag na. Okay. Sige, sa Valentine's episode na kayo. The success stories.
Success stories.
Monthsary
namin
ngayon.
Ayun. Wow. Today? As in today? Today? Okay, happy monthsary.
Happy monthsary.
11 months.
Actually, gusto ko yung topic yun. Kung sineselebrate pa ba ang monthsary?
Pwede.
So, sineselebrate pa ba ang monthsary?
Ito, celebrate namin with you guys.
Yeah. Gusto natin. Alright. Our two new guests today... Actually, our friends of mine from college and then his girlfriend. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Wawo and China.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome
so
to the show.
Thank you
for inviting us.
Yes,
and
okay.
Sarap pala maging guest sa radio show.
And hopefully, hindi ito yung last time. Okay.
Yes, of
course. Alright. So, Wawo, maybe brief background of yourself. What do you do? Ano ba pinagkaguluhan mo?
I'm actually a farmer. Farmer.
Farmer?
I raise pigs.
Talaga?
Yeah, he's a farmer.
Wow!
Pero he's a big-time farmer, dude.
Kung na-imagine mo yung ng lupa, ganun lang naman.
No, he's not. Nowhere near
tilling
that.
Tilling the soil?
Yeah.
Wow. Nowhere near that, bro. He's not that
nowhere
farmer.
Nowhere near that?
Yun yung work ko. So.
Para hindi ka maubusan ng chichirya dito.
Anyway, yun lang. What else? I think I'm a techie guy. So those are my interests. And
Are you single? Are you single?
No.
It's like you're saying
you're single.
Bawal na. Wala na tiniting ng iba. Stick to one, loyal.
Yeah.
Wala na.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Wow.
Introduce your girl, man. Come on.
So, I'd like to meet my one and only... my girlfriend. China.
Okay, China. Come on. What do you do?
Hi, I'm the one and only.
Yun, the one and only. Yun yung title.
Yes.
The one and only.
Okay.
I'm an account manager. So, my background is IT.
Uy.
So, technically, ako yung... technical dapat.
Dapat pala, Butch, nagtatanong kapag may nakurap na file eh.
Oo nga, kaya mo bang masagot
kaya
yun?
Kaya mo masagot yung mga ganun?
Sorry, but no.
No, okay.
Oh my God!
Tsaka may problema kami sa wifi recently eh. Masasagot mo ba yon from my IT?
Technician na yung kailangan.
Ah, okay.
Oh my God!
I will ask, Wowa for that.
Sorry guys, baka magulong kayo. Wowa, tawag niyo sa akin. Kayo, Wowo.
Wala mo. Okay. It's all good.
Yeah,
no problem with that. Alright, welcome to the show. Actually, today in the 24G podcast, something very important is happening real soon.
Naayos namin yung yung tech.
Oh, naayos namin yung tech. Yeah. Something very important.
12.
Importante yun. Actually, important. Especially for Trisha here, who finds it very important, the 12-12.
Para mas importante sa'yo yung 12-12.
Importante yung 12-12. Actually, I've been on a Shopee spree, actually. Ever since I got into Shopee, nag-ano rin ako, nag-Gcash na rin ako. I don't have Gcash.
See?
Wala akong Gcash. Wala akong Gcash.
Already set.
Wala akong Gcash. Nag-Gcash ako para maloadan yung Shopee Pay ko.
Okay.
So,
plus Shopback.
Oh, Shopback. Yeah.
Anong benefits ng Shopee Pay?
Wait, so Shopee Pay, they have like crazy coupons, bro. Like crazy fucking coupons. Parang mga less... crazy fucking coupons. Like less 60. You get shipping vouchers every time, like every fucking day. Oh, tapos may less 125 for minimum 1,000 spend.
Grabe advance. Man, I'm so proud of you. Alaka na in-advance mo since our last topic.
Since, yeah.
Oh, nakikinig na lang ako sa kanya ngayon kasi diba? Parang, uy, yeah. May ganito pala.
I'm really good at it. Okay, then sometimes tinatansya ko pa na parang sometimes 400 lang siya tapos laman ng Shopee Pay ko ganito. So I gotta like top up this much so I can buy this shit.
Mukhang alam na natin sa makupunta
yun. You know, last time, kami dalawa sobrang clueless sa tungkol sa Shopee. Ngayon,
enlightened
siya. Jedi
eh. Yeah. I'm a changed man.
Wow, changed man.
I'm a Shopeeholic now.
Changed man.
I must say. Okay. So one thing very important, it's not 12-12, James. It's
Pasko.
I think this is more important than Christmas, if I'd say. Mas importante siya, actually.
For practical reasons.
For practical reasons. And I think it's connected always to Christmas.
Yeah.
All the time. That's why when this comes up, ng half of the month, diba may mga ibang companies ganun, diba? They all hate it. They're like, fuck that. Kasi dapat dumarating to. So one thing very important that's happening right now is actually the release of the 13th month pay.
Ayun,
yeah, that's something na I don't know, I'm waiting for that.
Wala pa.
Ah, so nakuha niyo na yung mga 13th month niyo?
Wala pa.
Ako, Friday.
Ha, wala pa?
Noong Friday.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. Papakain ngayon. Ikaw, James, nakuha mo na 13th month mo?
Dance, wala pa.
Di ba, wala pa? Ikaw, Abo?
Wala.
China, you got your 13th month?
Not yet.
When teka lang, kailan ba talaga nila nire-release ang 13th
usually
month?
Usually kasi, mas maaga.
Dapat November, diba?
Ang time period is November up until dapat ma-release na nila before the 24th ng December.
Yeah.
That's like the government mandated.
Oo.
Depende.
Pero usually, big companies
nire-release so, si Wawa tatanungin natin. Kasi sinasabi niya farmer lang siya. Pero siya yung boss ng mga farmer, pare.
Hindi, pero hindi rin naman ako yung mayawa.
Is that why they call it Farmer John's, though?
No, that's like one of the snacks, but no.
Farmer John?
Farmer John, dude. Yeah.
Ano yun?
Bakit?
It's a snack.
Oh, it's a snack.
So I don't know. I haven't seen it. You haven't seen it?
Not yet.
Really?
Sige, I'll try to.
Yeah, he's gonna hook you up with Farmer John's.
Di ako nakakalabas ng, I mean, di ako bumibili ng snacks masyado.
Ah, you're not a snack guy.
Di ako. parang tumaba ako ng twice since last time.
Yeah, he's just into the like good stuff.
The good stuff.
Okay, so the 13th month pay comes out ng November to December. Our company releases it in December 15.
Oh.
December 15 kami.
Every year.
Yeah. Because my company is based in Malaysia, right? Yung head office ko. And Malaysians don't get 13 month pay.
Yeah.
Bakit?
It's not a thing. It's a Filipino thing.
It's a initial mandate.
Initial mandated in the world, dude. Sa Pilipinas
so,
lang
yun. So, walang 13th month sa ibang countries. I don't know.
Wala. There's no 13th month in other countries. And actually,
lang, bonus lang.
Yeah, that's why in my contract, parang ano, sa amin, naka-tag siya as an additional parang pag na-complete mo yung year, tsaka mo siya makukuha.
So parang
pero ano if you siya? Lead, prorated, bibigay mo. Ganun.
Okay, so parang included na siya dun sa package mo. It's computed as your...
No. They still release it. Pero parang ginawa lang nila na 12 plus 1. Parang ganun siya. Kasi sa Malaysia, well, there's no such thing in other countries. So it's a Filipino thing. That's why I think naging news recently, I think gusto nila tanggalin yung 13th month pay. Did you hear about that?
I read something na parang... Yeah.
China's yeah, like yeah, a big no there.
No, before, parang may nabasa ako, I'm not sure lang. Parang may yung government, parang there was a news na may option not to release because of nga the pandemic and everything. I'm not sure lang kung nagbago na yun.
I think that's what I saw din. Hindi nakita ako eh.
Parang may option sila to release it or not
because diba? Kasi dahil sa pandemic.
Yeah, because of yung some businesses are not really doing.
Parang pati nga yung mga holiday pay, di ba? Parang pwede nilang hindi ibigay sa'yo yung holiday pay mo.
Holiday pay?
Oo. Parang,
that's fucking illegal, dude.
Hindi, I mean, dahil sa pandemic.
No, because of the pandemic.
I mean, if you think about it, that's like...
Hindi, may nakalabas na ano, may nakalabas na memorandum, di ba? Every holiday naman may memorandum na binibigay sa mga HR. So sa amin, yung memorandum namin ngayon, may kasama siyang note dun from... Sino ba naghahawak na ito?
HR.
The agency that holds that.
Yeah.
Sinasabi na... pwedeng i-withhold muna yung holiday pay up until a time na kaya nang...
Kaya holiday, yung working in a holiday, then you get fucking paid?
Oh.
That it?
Oh.
Dude, that's like illegal labor or something.
Right? Pero si Dolly nga naglalabas.
Yeah. Baka si naman yung additional pay kasi diba there's a certain percentage
when you work. Yung double pay.
So okay. I think hindi naman tatanggalin yung...
Really?
Maybe option lang.
Man, I don't agree with that. Parang it's equivalent to like running a sweatshop.
Oh, eh, wala kang choice eh.
sorry. Ay, nawala yung laptop natin.
Just to add, marami rin companies na nung July, in-advise sila na i-advance na yung 13 months as
regards July. Yeah.
Ah, talaga?
Like yung Sapal.
Oh, that's what happened to China. Okay.
Pero yung half lang.
Same.
Half lang binigay. Okay. It's kind of sad though.
Why? Yun, yeah, that's what
now that you think now that you think about it, like Christmas is coming, ina-expect mo isang buo yung ano mo. So, tapos ngayon makukuha mo like half only. Yeah.
Oh, sanay na ako na ganun.
Ganun ba 30 every
ganun din kami.
Okay.
Half of the 13 mo binibigay ng ano ng
July.
March amin. Ay, hindi, sorry.
May.
Okay.
Usually May kasi sinasakto yun sa enrollment eh.
Tapos yung next half sa December or November dapat.
Okay.
I guess different perspectives lang siya. No?
Oh.
Kung may pamilya ka na and you have a kid.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what we're gonna talk about today is actually if you've gotten your 13th month pay. What have you done? Have you spent it all, Lord Trisha?
Wala pa.
Like a single.
Wala siya. See, let's talk about it later.
Yeah, you haven't spent it anything like zero. Like
zero.
All right.
Zero.
And then let's talk about what you intend to do it. Kasi yung mga kilala ko, I remember before, you know, I worked for this company na binibigay yung sweldo namin weekly. Dun sa isang kong company before, they gave us weekly. So, every Thursday, dinedeposit yung sweldo mo. Pagdating ng Monday, wala ka ng pera. Kasi over the weekend, Friday pa nga lang, wala na kami pera eh. Kasi every time nire-release na yung sweldo namin ng Thursday, Friday pa lang pinanginom na namin yun. Tapos pagdating ng Lunes, wala na ang pera. Siguro titipirin mo na lang yun. Yung pang-commit mo na lang. Commit ko nun dati, 20 pesos lang eh. So I survived. So, so that's what I do. So now, I know everybody got plans of what to do with their 13th month pay. So I'm gonna ask everybody, what do you think, ano ba dapat yung tamang paraan ng panggamit ng 13th month pay? Okay. Saan ba dapat talaga siya ginagamit? Do you like spend it all? Because most people like give it like for gifts and shit. You know?
Before. I think magbabago yun this year.
You think so? Yeah, I think so. And we're gonna qualify because everybody like gives it for Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna talk about later kung sino ba dapat yung dapat bigyan ng regalo ngayong Pasko. Why? What's going on?
Kaya magdarinig to ng mga kapamilya ko.
Pumulan ako. All the more. Your brother listens to the show. She texted me the other, he texted me the other day. So,
sino yan?
Yung kapatid niya. Si David. Yeah. So, sino ba dapat? Yung tito mo, yung mga tito-tito mo ba na nakikita mo once a year lang, bibigyan mo pa ba yun? Dati kung binibigyan mo ng t-shirt, ngayon siguro tsokolate na lang.
Greeting na lang, greeting.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna ask each and one of you, what do you intend, like, how do you budget your 13th month pay? Like, where do you normally put it? I'll start with you, Trisha, because you're the most interesting person.
Before?
Yeah.
Oh, now.
Before and now.
Before and now.
Okay. Ah, okay. Ako 13th month, well, dati kasi yung trabaho ko, maliit lang talaga sweldo. So, iniipon ko siya, tapos 13th month, pambili ko ng gadget. Parati yan.
Either gadget.
Watch na may techie thing, iPod, PSP, lahat ng gadgets ko galing 13th month. Mm. Even last year, PS, 2 years ago, PS4.
Right? So, you just like wait the whole freaking day? The whole freaking year? Just
parang to... gift ko siya sa akin. Christmas gift ko siya
so sa akin. So, your 13th month is basically your gift to yourself?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
So, ganun ko siya nalalaro dati.
Do you like portion it, like one part you spend it on food, panginom? Or like everything just goes...
Ko siya eh.
Sagad talaga siya.
Kasi, Chong, dati yung trabaho, di ba trabaho, pag fresh grad ka, medyo sagad ka rin sa trabaho. So, nagtitimpi ka na para pag home 13th month mo, kaya deserve ko to, di ba? So, wala kang...
So, you just like spend it on like the big stuff.
All out. Wow.
What was the biggest you spend on?
Console nga. Siguro yun na.
Console, like a PS4?
Ay, sorry. Smartphone.
Smartphone.
Smartphone. Samsung pa yun eh.
Yeah.
27,000.
Yeah. Wawo here is a Samsung guy. He's an Android guy. He lives and breathes Android, dude.
Huawei
ka na ngayon. Yeah. He has a freaking smart home.
Yeah.
He has a freaking smart home, dude.
Oh my gosh, Huawei.
Go Google.
It's like linked in his phone.
Talaga?
When he comes home, everything like turns on already.
Parang Tony Stark, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He says like that.
Door open.
Yes, exactly.
That happens, yung door open?
No, wala pa yung door. Lights lang.
Wala pa.
Merinig niya yun eh, wala pa.
Yeah, dyan na papunta yung 13th month nito.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Alright, I'll go with you, Wavo. Like, what do you do before?
Actually, parang di naman ako nagbago ng... But
wala. Hindi ito natuto.
Usually, what I do, yung monthly salary ko naman, parang part of it goes to savings talaga.
Mm.
And then, the other...
For China's so lucky to hear that,
is,
right?
Is ano, parang yung everyday expenses, bills, ganyan. So, pag may 13th month, usually, isang sa amin, isang bagsak yun. Parang December.
Boom!
Boom! Parang magugulat ka. So, saya eh. No? Parang isang lump sum. So, yun naman yung budget ko. Just like Trisha, yun yung budget ko for gifts, ganon. Yun yung budget ko for myself din. Pag may gusto kong bili na big purchase. Ganun.
Anything that you're thinking about this year?
Ha?
Anything you're
thinking
about?
Nga eh. Actually, kasi nasa akin na lahat ngayon.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! What the f-
Yeah, some stuff sa eBay, Amazon, yan. Diyan yung mga ano.
What was the biggest thing that you bought before for your 13th?
I remember I bought may SLR, yung Sony SLR. Pero second hand lang 'yun. Pero nasa 60,000. 60,000 second hand na full frame Sony. Yeah. Gamit ko pa din naman siya until now. So okay. I think it's saka investment talaga 'yun for me because I like, you know.
Yeah, taking videos.
Taking photos, videos. So.
You know, James, one thing cool about this guy is when you travel with him, he makes you a fucking travel video.
Talaga?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So yes. when Trisha, myself, and Wawo went to Japan, he made a video.
Uy, may video.
Yeah, he makes the video, dude. That's his thing.
Alala mo na ako, nangyari lahat.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like a nice
may
sound.
May drone shot ba yan?
Wala pa.
Pero nung nag-shargao kami ni Lourdes, meron. Bumili ako ng drone just for shargao. China drone lang to, dude, na nilagyan ko ng GoPro.
Oh, what happened?
Tapos, ginawa ko siyang ano. Yun yung naging drone camera namin. Hindi siya yung branded.
Okay. Pero okay na siya.
Maganda naman. Yeah. Di ba? Mga drogo nice. Pro naman siya. Oh. Tapos, after ng Siargao, dahil sabi ko, hindi ko naman gagawin. Binenta ko na kagad.
Binenta mo na?
Binenta ka na kagad. What? Parang I bought it for 8K. I sold it for mga 7K yata.
Oh, not 6. Bad. Not bad. It's still good. It's still good. Yeah, yeah. So that's okay, what you do. You're like a gadget guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So technically, you're more into like the tech stuff.
Yes, yes.
You so, consider.
Yeah. Oh.
So your dream is like your house now will be like.
Yeah, sabi ko nga, sabi ko nga kay China pag sa future ganun. Yeah. Pag nagpagawa.
Ang tindi nito. Oh.
Totoo naman sinabi
ko. Ano.
Parang ano, syempre pag gagawin mo na, gawin mo ng ano.
Munti-unti.
Smart home.
Ah, smart home.
Smart home na siya. Smart lights.
Future proof.
Oh, wow.
I think that's a good like
maganda
thing
siya,
to do.
Oh.
If you have your 13th month, you know, you go for
the
smart home stuff.
Yeah.
Very interesting, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with you, China. Like China actually is like the youngest in our group.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to check it from her perspective in a sense like what do you like buy before? What do you buy now? Or what are you thinking of buying now? And you know, just share what you got for the 13th month.
Actually, same with Wawo. With Wawo, kasi wala rin naman masyadong change for me, I think, from before and now. So I usually like buy gifts talaga for everyone, like for my best friends and family.
So are you the girl like who buys for everybody?
Yeah.
Like fucking everybody.
Oh, like yung, I like that.
Yeah. Kahit yung naglilinis ng kotse mo, binibila mo yun.
Hindi. Pero nagtitip na lang ako for
okay, this. Okay. So like, give everybody. Like in the office, you give everybody gifts.
Yeah,
like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even people you don't really know.
Hindi. Yung mga hindi ko nakilala, wala. Nag-smell na.
Yung mga nag-greet sa'yo. Yung mga nag-greet sa'yo ng, hi ma'am, good morning. Good mo naman today. Yan, bibigyan mo regalo.
Yan lang
din.
Okay. Ikaw rin, maganda.
So you just buy gifts, basically.
Yeah, I buy gifts. Pero ako kasi yung type na I really like going to like the Zara sale.
Mm.
So dun ko inuubos yung 13th month ko. Like boxes talaga. Like mga balikbayan.
What?
Yeah, like, kailan ba yun? 2 years ago, 3 big balikbayan boxes punong-puno ng stuff.
Like stuff from Zara.
Bershka,
yeah. Yeah, you buy it in the store or buy it on like online?
No, I buy it sa office nila mismo.
Outlet
store.
Oh, God.
I remember one time, like, Trisha and I, exactly, that's what I'm going to say. There was this one time, Trisha and I, we were in Rockwell. I don't know what we were doing, but we were in Rockwell. And then we went to the Zara sale, and then you bought something. I remember, she bought something like, ano ba yun? Jacket ba yun? She bought a jacket. And I was so surprised, because sabi ko, that's a 3,000 jacket. Then she bought it.
Oh my God, that's so expensive.
Di yun nga, kasi hindi ko alam may mga outlet store pala sila.
That's something that you're gonna do with your 13th month pay, right? You're gonna buy in the fucking outlet store.
Yeah,
interesting. So where's this outlet store?
Okay, sa office siya talaga. So the thing is, hindi kasi siya open for public. So you have to know someone.
Right, and you're the girl who knows someone.
For you to know where and when exactly.
You gotta know people. Huh?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. So text mo na lang kami.
Yeah, pero may update to dyan. Kasi actually, yung batchmate nyo, si Mel, yeah, works sa SSI.
Mel Ledesma?
Ledesma.
Oh, really?
Kasi I asked her. Kasi every year yun. Kasi before, sa work ko before, yung ka-building ko yung office ng SSI. So, technically, bababa lang ako, nandun na yung sale ng mga,
Sa
Alvo building.
Doon ba yung SSI?
Yeah.
May, kasi yung stretch niya yung puro mga rustansi yun.
So, sa mga offices nila, usually, meron silang mga sale. Iba-ibang brands, perfume, shoes, bags, ganyan, mga dress. Yeah. And then, so every year yun. Every year yun, meron yan. Mm. Lalo na pag palapit na tong Christmas season.
And they don't announce it?
They announce it. That's why we know.
They announce it to the people, but it doesn't like for everybody to come.
Oh,
yeah, usually sa mga ano talaga yung sa mga employees ganyan. Yeah. So yung mga employees doon sasabihin doon sa amin, makakilala kayo si nung mga
office
mates ko. So alam na lang, pwede kayong pumunta doon. Open naman.
So that happens every December.
November pa lang October. Minsan may mid-year, kasi may mid-year clearance, meron ding end of year clearance.
End of season.
Pero right now, actually tinanong ko siya kasi sabi ko, "Oy, Mel, meron bang ano ngayon?" Paano ba yung, saan ba yung ano, outlet sale yun or yung clearance sale?
Right.
Sabi niya wala daw because of the pandemic.
Kasi so ngayon, mababa benta.
And mababa yung benta. So, ang ginawa nila, Viber group na lang. So, I actually tried kung gusto niyo, I'll invite you guys.
Oh, definitely.
May Viber group. Tapos you can see all of the brands and products, kung ano yung offering nila. And then you can
Trisha just, would definitely love that.
You can just message. You can just message there. Tapos inquire. May sasagot naman kung ano yung ano. May makatalog, ganyan. Yan.
Interesting.
Yun ngayon.
So that, I think that yun talaga yung pwede mong gawin with your 13th month pay. Oh, you gotta go to the sales and like, maximize.
Kasi yung nabili ko, like 2 years ago, meron akong parang may jacket or like a blazer I bought for my mom. Mm. Parang originally it's 8,000 but I bought it for 500
lang. Oh my God!
Holy fucking shit!
I swear!
Jesus
that's
Christ!
Why I have, like, 3 big balikbayan boxes full of stuff.
Tuli na, man!
Bags, jackets,
and here
shoes.
I am, stuck with Shopee. Jesus Christ!
Yeah!
GG
ka dito, bro.
Oh, man.
GG ka dito.
And by the way, hindi lang siya December. Meron siya sa March, July, and August.
Every quarter, basically.
So, every quarter.
Wow.
May intense big
change. So, Zara, baka naman.
Baka naman.
baka naman kami dyan.
Saan nyo yung mga pintuan for us?
Oo, baka naman. Special sale, 24G podcast. Baka naman, Zara.
Pwede namang i-announce lang ng konti dito.
Wow. Yeah. Ikakala natin yan. Eh, I don't know kung gusto lang ikalat. I'm not sure.
Parang hindi masyado.
No, it's okay. So, nobody so, listens to the show anyway. So, nobody's gonna hear it. Nobody's gonna hear it.
No one listens to the show.
Oh, we did a milestone, bro. I think we got about 350 plays already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we did.
Total.
So I checked the
average ano
about 30s because our listeners are about 36. But the good thing about us is we're getting unique listeners. Like every week we're getting about 25. So that's good. Yeah, definitely. So I think we'll release more stuff so that we'll get more.
Oh, nga, mamigay tayo ng SSI discounted.
Yeah. Mamigay ako ng Likam key. Mamigay ako Likam key.
Papamigay ako ramen.
Ramen, yeah. Give out ramen stuff. Yeah, I think we'll do that. All right, thanks, China. I'll go with you now, James. What do you do with your 13th month?
Like, usually, ako either save or bibili ako ng stuff para sa sarili ko.
Okay.
Like what?
Half gift. Kumari ako, kasi mahilig akong kolekta ng comics and stuff.
Mm.
So, if there are collectibles for the holidays, kung malaking purchase siya and nandyan pa din siya at the end of the year, kukunin ko na siya.
Right.
Kasi yun lang naman yan eh. Parang buong year ko na tinitingnan tong isang ganito, tapos biglang pagdating ng December, nandyan pa rin siya. Bibili ko na siya.
Oh.
So, that's how you do your shit.
Oh.
Yeah. But ultimately, you save.
Oh.
Yeah. Does everybody save? Like a portion of it?
Yeah.
Really? I don't believe China. yung iya niya, parang ano eh. Yeah. Siguro, medyo, pag may natira, parang ganun eh.
Bariya.
Savings pa din.
Yeah, savings pa din. No matter how much, so long as you save.
Yeah.
Kung $100 lang na save mo, pwede na rin yun.
Savings pa din.
Okay.
Pero ikaw, what do you...
Me, believe it or not, I save it. A big chunk of it, believe it or not, yeah. Got nothing to spend it on.
Oh, shit.
It's true. Because I'm the cheapest.
Oh, no.
Because I'm the cheapest. No.
Easy.
Oh, shit. 13th
month. Okay. No. Normally, my 13th month goes to my insurance. A big portion.
Yes.
Annual
ka?
Hindi, ibang insurance yung insurance sa kotse ko. akala nyo. My life insurance happens on July and then there's another one that happens on May. Okay, but portion of my 13th month goes to my car insurance. Kasi I got my car in end of December. So, sakto yun. Kailangan ko siya bayaran. Bigat nga nun eh.
Mahal, no? Magkano yung
ako this
mas malaki
year,
yung car, mas mahal eh.
Eh. This year, yung insurance ko, 22,000.
Mahal naman.
Oo, man.
Oh my God.
Yeah, 22. Kasi BPIMS ako eh. Hate it. I can't leave BPIMS. So expensive.
Wait, you have an option to...
I can't. Because if your car loan is BPI, you can't get out. You're stuck with that insurance for like every year.
Oh no.
Yeah. You're stuck with BPIMS. You can't get out.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Motor or something. I don't know. MS is like a Japanese Because it's a tie-up between Sumitomo and BPI. Yeah.
Hindi siya Phil, di ba Phil Am yung BPI?
Iba pa yon. So, BPI MS, yung car insurance, tie-up siya with BPI Assurance and Sumitomo, the Japanese corporation. So, you can get out.
So, no, there's no option for you to like choose another insurance
cannot.
Company?
Cannot. Cannot. Really? Yeah.
That's sad.
So, maybe try it and you let me know kasi patapos na yung kotse ko. So, so I've been paying. Yeah, wala akong choice. But yeah, so yon. So, BPI ako, so I have to pay for that. So, 22,000 punta agad sa kotse ko. Okay. And then whatever's left, siguro I get, kasi I'm the type of like in Christmas, I make a spreadsheet
okay.
of the people I'm gonna give.
Okay.
And I remember before, mga previous years, okay, I always, kinukunta ko si James.
Oh.
James, yeah, remember that?
Saan ka kukuha ng giveaways?
Yeah, I'm gonna, like for the office, bibili ako ng Christmas gifts for the office. It's normally cookies.
Okay.
Okay, so I contact James, like, James, ano naman, I need like 30 boxes of cookies.
Because
James is a chef. So he's gonna make cookies for me. He's gonna sell it to me, then I'm gonna give it away. Yeah. Taga-South din yan. You know, James, speaking of the South. Exactly, speaking of the South, I told him that we could have done the podcast in like Trisha's house, who's in BF. Because she's from BF.
Oh, ma.
China's from BF. Wow, was from Las Piñas. And you're from Marcelo. And I'm we're freaking San Juan right now.
But it's 24G.
Yeah. I know, right?
Oh, nga.
Mas malapit. Better, right? Better if you think about it. We'll do that next time, probably. Like like offshore podcast. Pwede. Offshore talaga, you know. Out of home. Out of
home. Twister nga, nasa US.
Yeah, exactly. I actually, the other day, the Saturday, nag-podcast na kami na si Esa naka-Zoom.
Oh,
yeah, so high-tech. So we're gonna have our, like, pwede na kami mag-Zoom people. Pwede namin siya gawin as a next step. Because we're gonna get this guest sometime na Zoom. So anyway, so go to my Christmas gifts. So ako, Christmas gifts ko, the way I do it, I have a spreadsheet. So in Excel ko siya. I'm gonna put all your names. I'm gonna put...
Talagang Excel ad.
Excel talaga ako. Binibilook up ko pa yan. Tapos sa dulo niyan, ini-equals sum if ko pa yan, pare. May subtotal ganun. Hindi, totoo. I'm not kidding. This is like real, dude.
Naka-rank ba yan?
Hindi naman. Pinifilter ko lang siya. Sinusort ko siya largest to smallest. Yung mga ganun. So I put everybody.
Family or friends.
Yeah. That's how I do it. So may spreadsheet ako. Sinagay ko na, like, for example, my mom budget ko sa kanya this much.
Uh-huh.
Budget ko niya, again, this much and all. So naka-prepare na yon. And then, 13-month pay goes to that. Whatever's left, bubunod lang ako doon ng fun money. Okay, the fun money is like what I wanna do with my shit. Like, I'm gonna buy a new watch.
Pupunta Shopee yun.
Shopee.
Bilip ako, bilirelo, tingin ko.
Yeah.
Rilo yan this year yata.
Chop.
No, that's not true.
Shut up.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah. I helped you with buying Wawa's gift. Yeah, but that's not true.
Watchmen.
Oh, that watch. Is. Nice. Yeah.
Watchmen. Sorry.
My bad. No, because there was this... It's all right. There was this other time, the other day, the Black Friday, I was like looking for this watch. And I had to message Trisha. Like, what do you think about this watch? Yeah, kasi tulog yung asawa niya. Kasi yung asawa niya yung lagi kong tinatanong. Yeah, that was actually. So anyway, but I'm not gonna buy a watch this whole until the end of the year. Because I don't have money anymore. So that's what I'm gonna do with my 13th month pay. I'm probably gonna like gift, save it. Some fun money. I'm thinking about traveling too. Are you guys like open to traveling now given this pandemic?
Yeah.
Oh, ako may nabook na flight.
Where are you going?
January.
Where are you going?
Palawan.
Ay, talaga, El Nido?
December.
Nag-minove na kasi wala. Iba
pwede. Saan sa Palawan?
El Nido?
How much you got it for?
1.5.
No fucking way!
Really? Round trip.
El Nido?
Round trip.
Anong airline?
Parang maliit lang siya na airline eh.
Hindi,
kasi yun yung direct to El Nido. Yun yung direct to El Nido. Kasi usually, punta pa ng Puerto Princesa.
Tapos,
that's like a 6-hour trip. Sobra. Tapos yung mga chartered planes yun, di ba?
Kasi dati parang nasa 8 to 10 yun eh.
Yeah.
Before. 8 to 10. So yun, 1.5. Shoot na yun.
Yeah. Okay lang yun. You're not scared?
Hindi do eh.
January.
Who cares if you get it, right?
Hindi naman matao doon.
Sure ba yung January?
16 to 18. So, kung meron man taga.
Anong requirements?
Ha?
Anong requirements?
The usual. Swab.
Swab rapid.
Swab you know? Within 2 days before.
Antigen yun, antigen. Ako kaka-antigen ko lang nung Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was positive. No, just kidding. I was negative. Of course. Why would I ask you guys to come here fast? So yeah, I was negative. Yeah. So that's what I do with my 13th month pay. Okay, so I'm gonna ask each and every one of you now. Everybody knows what they're gonna do with 13th month pay. But do you like feel like it's the right thing to do? Ano ba, saan ba dapat ginagas? Saan ba usually dapat? Or saan ba dapat talaga siya ginagast? Ano ba dapat yung parang rule ng paggastusan ng 13th month
pay? May rule ba?
There should be a fucking rule, dude.
What?
Or personal rule.
Ah, yeah, personal rule.
Because it's very different. Because some people really don't save. Like Trisha before would like spend it all on fucking gadgets.
Kaya din naman ako eh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But you know, I mean, I don't know what the experts say. What do the experts say?
Shit, walang expert dito, man.
Expert ng 13 months.
Lahat budol dito.
Lahat na nandito budol.
Okay. Yeah, so. Sige, ito na lang yung ari ko sa inyo. Wala kasi wala namang expert.
Oh,
eh. Okay, let's go about giving gifts. Alright.
Okay.
Sino ba daw yung mga dapat bibigyan mo ng mga regalo?
Okay.
If you're gonna spend for 13th month.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask each and one who's like, should be the part of your list. And if you don't mention this person, chances are, dapat di sila makatanggap ng gift from you. Let's say, for example, in the office, do you give the security guard? Like the guy in the lobby? Dun sa hallway, do you give him a gift?
Hindi. Ako, actually, binibigyan ko lang. Ang dami kasi, syempre. Ang dami, di ba?
Ikaw, I want to get it from your perspective anyway, because you're like the top boss,
well,
right?
Hindi na. Yeah.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you are. Hindi, so, like...
Anyway, yung binibilang ko lang usually, yung parang manager, farm manager, pati yung mga top supervisors. Tapos, yun. Actually, yun.
Hindi ka na worry lang. Na kasi, yung mga iba tumatas ang kila. Eh, si boss, di ako binigyan.
Hindi. Ang dami nun eh. Parang pag-iisip mo, diba?
Eh, nagbubukas ang pito ng kotse mo. Binibigyan mo ba?
Hindi, walang ganun. Ako nagbubukas
ang see? China's like, oh, we should give them.
Wala.
We should give them. Oh my God!
Ikaw na mamigay. Basta ako yung ano lang. Okay na yun, I think.
Yeah.
Kasi, ewan ko, sila naman nabahala dun kung gusto nila or hindi.
Right.
Parang may hierarchy na lang. Feeling ko may hierarchy din sa gifts.
Yeah. How about you, China? I wanna see the perspective of a girl.
It's automatic for me. May office mates. Diregaluan ko sila and my boss, yung mga boss ng boss ko.
Right. How about in the family? You give everybody?
Everyone.
Like everybody. Like even the people you don't like that much?
Yeah.
You have to give them? Yes. Okay, I want to get into that. Like, why do you have to like give them? Let's say you don't like somebody. Let's say nagkaroon ng parang episode in your life that you really dislike. You know, na binad mouth ka na and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Ah, talaga? Yeah. Okay. So, do you still give them a gift?
Yeah, that's what I did. May 1 year na talagang nagkaroon ako ng kaaway sa family. Like, may mga cousins ko.
Right.
So, what I did, usually,
no. I hope they listen to this show. Listen to the fucking show, you. Okay, anyway, yeah.
So, what happened, normally, bibigyan ko sila ng normal gift lang, right?
Yeah.
Pero yung
when you say normal, what's like a normal gift?
I don't know, like shirts probably, I don't know. Like normal, diba? Mm. And then, yung year na yun, nung nag-away kami, mas maganda yung gift na binigay mo.
Yeah. And how did that work for you?
Actually, super
felt good,
solid,
right?
Felt good.
Yeah, so, I know what you mean.
Dahil ganun yung ginawa ko. Ganun na rin yung ginawa ko sa mga best friends ko. Super right. In-upgrade ko lahat yung year na yun. So, wala talaga natira sa akin. Like, zero.
Grabe, sirap maging friend nito.
China, baka naman.
Hindi.
Kailangan namin ng XLR cable ni James. Pulang kami ng mga XLR cable. Baka naman.
Humingi na regalo.
Baka naman, Ninang, China. Baka naman.
Si Santa, nandito pala.
Dito naman bala eh. Huwag kang mag-alala, maka 20 songs tayo mamaya sa Rock Band. Baka naman. Oh, yeah, go, you were saying.
So,
actually, yun yung ginawa ko, in-upgrade ko lahat. So, like, zero talaga. As in, zero. So, doon ko nga na-realize na talagang, alam mo yung karma, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good
thing. Yes. Yes. Hindi ko alam kung paano. Like, kunento ko na to sa kanya. So, nag-zero talaga kasi wala na talaga akong money kasi binigay ko sa lahat.
Right.
Wala rin akong binigay for myself.
And eventually, it came back.
Eventually,
Double.
Yes,
kasama na ko sa listahan. Yeah. Nagkaroon pa ako ng savings. And di ko lang...
You're gonna have more airtime in this show.
Magiging ito. This year, magiging triple yan.
Yeah, we're gonna give you more airtime.
Triple blessings.
In fact, we're gonna give you one episode.
All about
shine. Yeah. What do you wanna talk about? Say it, girl. Shines, we're gonna give it to you.
This year, magiging triple yung blessings mo. Nabifeel ko na.
No, dude, but seriously. I mean... I remember one time I was talking to you about the stones and shit.
Stones?
No, not that kind of stone. Okay. Like the real stones.
Sorry.
Yeah. Like the stones. So,
Infinity Stones?
No, not the Infinity Stones. Sorry. Right. So the stones and shit, like China.
Precious stones.
Actually, that gives you like freaking energy. Actually, the person who really got me into that stone shit was Trisha. She was like raving about it.
Okay.
Yeah, she was like saying... She was like, dude, you have to have this stone because if you get this fucking stone, you're gonna get parking all the time.
Oh. What?
Yeah, and I fucking believed in it.
May meron bang stone na yan para sa, ano, sa minamalas?
Yeah, you need it. You need it. China knows that shit, bro.
Black stone.
Tourmaline. Dude, seriously, okay? China is into fucking stones, man.
I think it deserves one episode.
Oh. Yeah. But we're gonna touch it like really quick. I wanna talk about it like later or something. But anyway, so Trisha got me into the whole stone shit, and then she fucking left the whole stone shit. I don't know why. For some weird reason. Parang ano niya ako eh.
Pinasok niya
kasi
inabandon
niya.
Iniwan
niya ako sa Erin.
Sama ka dito, tapos
siguro alas na. Iniwan niya ako sa Erin.
Hindi ako naniniwala dyan. Bahala ka na dyan.
So, there was this one time she was like fucking raving about it. Like the whole time. You were, right? You were. And then meron siya, dude, punta akong Makati Cinema Square. I got this black and blue stone, bitch. And I'm like... And I'm like, shit! So, the following weekend, I went to the fucking thing and I got my own different stuff.
Nasaan?
It's there. I'm not wearing it now. but I wear it like when I go to the work and shit. Because I got like and she even taught me how to like make like socializing stones. Like, when you're going out, yeah, dude. Like when you're going out somewhere and you're meeting a lot of people, this is the stone that you're gonna fucking wear. It was like the green stuff. Gray and green, yeah.
The moss.
No. It's like the jade and the jasper. Yeah. The jade, wow. The jaspers, wow. and the emeralds and shit. So, so she, and then I got like a work bracelet. When I want my game on, I'm gonna wear my work bracelet. Yes. And she got me into that.
Wait, hindi naman ako super out.
No, you're still super
out.
Pero inabandon mo lang siya.
Inabandon niya ako.
You know,
there was this one time, dude, na... like recently nagkita-kita kami, so we were talking about it, like, oh, kamusta na yung stones mo? Ayoko na mag-stones eh. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what? After like everybody, I'm like telling people like, hey, dude, you gotta get into the stones, and she fucking leaves me. Yeah, but China here is like the stone master.
Yeah. Oh my god.
He's like a stone mason. That's what she does.
Master of stones.
Madaming batong ano yan, dala sa bag.
So, yeah. So, right now, how many stones you got in you? Like,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Meron akong stones.
Sa bag, yeah.
Sa bag?
She has six freaking stones, boo. Six stones.
What?
And those stones, like, gives you, like, some sort of energy, yeah?
Bali, ano niya, ring, bracelet, ano pa?
Bracelet.
Necklace.
Yeah.
And then, an actual stone.
It's in the bag, dude.
Damn.
So that's what you do with the 13th month pay. You buy fucking stones. That's what you do this year, bro. You get some stones.
Be a stoner.
Para ano, no? Para...
Be a stoner.
Be a stoner this year.
Yeah.
Stoner. Kailangan ko ng ano eh. Kailangan ko ng luck eh. Alam mo yun, pumuputok yung
okay, gulong
ko bigla. Yung mga ganun.
Yeah. Si James, he proclaims that minamala siya parate.
So what
do you think that he should do with this 13th month pay?
Minamala siya talaga ako
for the stones and shit.
Anong, paano?
Masabog yung gulong ko. Alam mo yun.
Ayun,
The black kasi is like the protection stone, right? It's supposed to like protect you from
magic
this.
To brada.
Oh, but it's exactly. Like Magic the Gathering. Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, it's the same, bro.
Top mana.
Top. No, yeah. So it's the same, dude. It's like the black is like the protection, the circle of protection. You remember that shit?
Where do I get the stones?
Oh, ma'am, baka naman sandaw.
Makati.
Yeah, Makati City Market. 5D, the fifth dimension.
5D.
Baka naman. Yeah, and people like laugh at me and shit about it. They really do. They're like, you believe in that shit. But if you think about it, bro, like the rich guys,
they have
the stones, bro.
Meron nga silang ano yung pang anti-COVID din, yung ID.
No, that's different.
That's different.
Yung cherry ayon na, no? Na...
Eh, kasi kung may stone sila, tapos meron pa silang ganun.
Yeah, maybe they believe in that shit.
Papaniwala ka eh.
But if you really look at it, let's say you go to like a really rich place, like bigay ka ng rich place, like in Rockwell and shit. And you go around, tapos nakikita mo yung mga mayaman doon, especially the Chinese guys, and they're all fucking rich. Chinese, like, what was Chinese here? It's fucking rich. One interesting story about... One interesting thing about Wawa is Wawa and I went to college together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not my blockmate, but we were the same course, we became thesis mates. And up until recently, about 3 years ago, that's when I just realized that he's fucking Chinese.
What?
I never knew.
Ano ba? Yung name niya eh.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought that he just, you know, nagkataon lang na ganun yung pangalan niya at tsura niya.
Wala kasi akong accent nung mga ano.
Oo, oh, wala kang punto.
Yung mga GI. Ay,
Chiang Kai-shek.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then, 3 years ago, and then we were talking about it, and he was
slow
like,
clap.
Yeah, he was like, Chinese kaya ako? Like, Chinese ka ba? I never knew. I mean, did you think he was Chinese?
Actually, yes.
Really? He doesn't look like Chinese.
Nakita pa lang niya sa akin, siguro Chinese to.
I never knew.
Parang isa kay Walter, di ba? Chinese yun, di ba?
Grabe naman. Racist mo naman.
Oh no!
You know what? It's true.
Take it back.
You know, it's true. The Chinese men, and this is not a derogatory thing, they really name their English name is very unique. Like I have like my yung pinaka boss namin. His name the pangalan niya Leslie. And he's a guy. So yeah, Leslie. So there was this one time, may bago na tayong director, si Leslie, his name's Leslie Lau. So nakita namin siya, tangina lalaki pala. Siguro mga dalawang linggo na namin iniisip, puta, akala namin babae, lalaki pala. So yun nga. I know somebody whose name's Mick Stallion.
What?
Mick Stallion, really? Dude. Yeah, that's really his name. He's Chinese. Mick Stallion Yu. That's his name.
Pero ito, interesting fact lang. Yung dad ko, ang real name niya, magugulat kayo, Bonifacio.
Okay.
And it's Bonifacio
dated. Yeah.
Bonifacio. Tapos may mga kapatid siya, Aurelio, gano'n. So, talagang Tagalog.
See, kaya nga sinasabi ko, hindi ka Chinese eh. Kaya nga nung una kita nakita, hindi ko napansin na Chinese ka. It's because of that. No, just kidding. Okay, nawala na tayo sa topic natin. Yeah. So, maybe you wanna consider buying like fucking stones.
I'm gonna buy 3 black stones.
Yeah. No. You have to buy like a fucking bracelet.
Ah.
It'll cost you like 900 pesos.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Onyx. No, you go to the shop and then sabi mo, then he's gonna ask you. Minamalas ako. Exactly, yeah. Yo, ganun pare, minamalas ako. Cause originally, what they told me is when you're in that shop, you're supposed to tell them China. Tell them what you're supposed to do in that shop.
So actually, hindi ka na kailangan magsalita eh.
Go. I want to hear that.
Pasok mo ng shop, it will call you up. Yung as in, alam mo. Actually, hindi mo alam. Hindi mo alam yung stone. Pagpunta ka lang dun sa mga stones, tas alam mo kung anong stone yung dapat kapal sa'yo.
Feel mo daw.
You know why? Yun yung stone na kailangan.
Ah.
Akala mo minamalas ka, pero technically, let's say, ito pala yung kailangan.
So, baka kailangan ko lang maging prepared, mga ganon, di ba?
No. It's really the stones that will call you out, bro.
Yeah.
It's like your eye will catch something.
It gets me a stone that, you know, gets me prepared for stuff.
Could be. For sure.
Protection, iba yung binigay sa akin na stone.
No, I think you stick with the protection first. Okay. I think you kind of need it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, so that's what you do, man. That's a good suggestion. Like, buy some fucking stones. Yeah, because everybody. Mm-hmm. In this house, there are a lot of stones. No, I don't know. I have like, is a Himalayan salt lamp considered a stone? Yeah, I have that.
That's talaga?
Makes me sleep better. Okay. I don't know. I just feel like
teka, ano niya sa 13th month?
So 13th, yeah, sorry. By the 13th month. Okay, so that's what we all do with the whole 13th month.
Phase. I'm a buy stones.
Yeah, you buy stones with your 13th month. Okay. Do you think that the 13th month pay changed over the years, or is it like the same? Aside from getting bigger or something, did it change for you? How about you, Wow? Did it change for you? Did your priorities change? Like,
yeah, I think naman, kasi syempre, yun nga, diba, when we started working, maliit lang yun. Parang usually gagawin mo doon, maliit lang yung budget mo for yourself, maliit lang din yung kaya mong ibigay na, you know,
gifts.
Na gifts mo for your family and friends, and then over time makikita mo, oy, lumalaki na siya, so medyo mag-upgrade ka na. Pero at the same time, I think kailangan ko rin control yung sarili ko, kasi you know, pag ganun yung mindset mo, and then
talaga, pero once a year lang naman daw.
Ay, hindi. Ngayon na nga. Yun nga yung dangerous mindset doon.
Oh, minsan lang naman eh, di ba?
Pag minsan
lang. So, mapapadalas na.
Oo, di wala nang effect yung growth nung ano mo, nung, di ba, nung
income. What was the cheapest gift you ever gave somebody?
Ah, dude, alam mo ano?
Ano?
Shopee.
Na? Voucher? Na
flash sale.
Okay.
Na iPod cable.
Parang how much did you get that?
10 pesos lang.
Okay.
Pero ang dami kong binili. Pero
that's pretty good.
Ano 'yun, 'di ba? Usually nasira yung mga cable.
No, useful 'yun sa kotse, magagamit sa kotse 'yun. Yeah.
Siyempre, bibigyan ko. Sama lang. Hindi naman 'yun lang.
Laking bagay 'yun.
Malaking bagay 'yun. Yeah, malaking bagay.
iPhone, iPod cable.
Oo, kasi sa CDR King 25 pesos 'yun.
Mahal niya, men. CDR King
flash sale.
Yeah, flash sale. Yeah.
I think 'yun. Ano, kayo, hindi ko alam. Ano pang
yeah. Yeah, how about you, China? Do you think 13 month pay like changed over the years for you? Same.
It's the same thing for me. Kasi nung start naman talagang ang hirap, kaya pagka mga bagong work pa lang, di ba? Unti pa lang yung mabibili mo. So I think for 13 month pay, parang for me, parang, oh, I can go to the movies, like 3 movies. Magiging ko na lang sa leisure. Kasi, di ba?
Yeah.
Pagka first job mo, talagang
gastos para sa sarili. Oo.
Kasi, hindi talaga, nung sa first job ko, napupunta lang talaga sa gas. Di ba yung sabi ko?
Gasolina?
Parking. Oh. Ang mahal ng parking sa Eco Makati. Plaza.
Sa Makati. Eco Plaza ka. Oo. So, 50 per hour. 50 yun, tapos 20 per hour, yes, di ba? Yeah, yes, I remember yes, that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Bigat. Tapos yung gas mo, yung toll mo, so doon lang napupunta yung sweldo ko. So pag 13th month pay, makaka-movies ako.
Extra mga movie.
Yeah. That's 200 lang ba yun?
Wala pa kasing Netflix nung panahon na yun.
Ikaw pala yung market ng MMFF. Mga Vice Ganda movies.
Actually, every Christmas, di ba, darating yung MMFF. Yeah.
Parang wala yan.
How about you, Trisha? What's like your, over the years?
Naging less self talaga ako sa 13 months. Yeah. Parang matik, hindi na siya sa akin. Either donate charity.
You really donated to a charity. You really did. Wow.
Idol talaga.
Tapos, yung sa mga lolo-lola ko. Kasi last Christmases na nila. Yeah. So talaga sila binubuhusan ko ng 13 months. Tapos like this year, plano ko, like what you said, yun nga, kasi maraming tumulong sa amin na guard sa condo namin during the time ng COVID. So yung gift ko sa family ko is yung donation ko sa security guards. Donation ko dun sa...
Alam ba nila yan? Nagagawin mo yan?
Hindi. Pero,
I'm saying because they're gonna hear it now. Okay.
Then, mga few kasi, episodes pa.
Yeah.
Sabi rin 2 weeks, yeah. Sabi rin ng parents ko na huwag kami mag-things gift kasi nga just to avoid the spread of virus, ganyan. So, para okay, sige, voucher na lang.
That is true.
Binigay mo sa iba.
That's a very
See, good that's very like, you know, you always say this with my group of friends. Like, Trisha is like the person who like gets her life in order. We always talk about that. Like, you know, it's true. It's all with all my friends. Like, Trisha, like, gets her life in order.
So, yun yung mga gifts ko sa inyo, ah.
Si Trisha din pala, just so you know, siya din yung nag-invite sa akin dun sa, ano tawag sa group na yan, ginawa natin?
Meditation group.
Yeah. Hindi ko natapos.
Hindi natapos, pero.
Hindi ko natapos. Pero siya, man. She gets her life in order, dude.
Gusto mo mag-subscribe? 10,000
a month. Dude, maganda yung meditation. There was a stretch.
Konti na lang life coach na.
Oh, yeah. There was a stretch that I was like really doing it. And then, I don't know what happened.
Last three days na lang ako.
Tapos nalaman ko na wala na ako dun kasi tinanggal niya ako sa Viber group.
To keep the energy.
Yeah. That's how she takes it seriously, bro. She'll remove you. Yeah, so Trisha gets her life in order. So her inputs are like really good. While we're here doing podcast, she gets her life in order. How about you, bro? What do you got?
Ako, siguro this year, invest ko sa negosyo ko.
Yeah.
Yes, ramen.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Check out Ramen Chames, y'all. Yeah.
That would be different for this year.
Yeah. You should. It's good. Probably for me, it's pretty much the same. Actually, over the years.
Last year.
Last year mo na naman eh.
Oo nga.
Yeah. But as my career progressed, actually the gifts I give is better. May mga times na before meron akong hindi binibigyan, then now I give. Mm. Yeah, because I can now. Uh-huh. Yeah. The gifts I give my family are much better now.
Oh.
There are like some Christmases na pera lang binibigay ko, but now I give them something, I give them money. Yeah, before sa work, I don't really give everybody. But now I really make it to a point that I give somebody at least like cookies or anything. So I try my best. As long as I have an interaction with you. And yung nasa ilalim ng layer ko, marami talaga sila. As in, they're like 50 people.
Damn.
Yeah, as in marami talaga sila. So what I do is I buy from James like 40. Bibili ako sa kanya, give me like 40 sets of cookies. Ito yung budget ko per person. Then I'm gonna buy everybody.
Nahiya naman ako sa
iyo. No.
Sige, tanggal na lang kami this year. Para 48 na lang.
So that's what I do. I mean, that's what I do over the years. But this year, I think it's gonna be very different because I can't physically give it to them.
Plus,
yung lalamove pa.
Yung lalamove, mahal. Nagpa-lalamove ako kanina, 200. Pabutang Pasig.
Yun lang.
Small pa yung gift mo dun sa... Small pa yung gift dun sa
delivery. Ba't ang mahal?
I don't know, bro.
USB cable, 10 pesos lang.
Tapos yung lalamove mo, 75. Yeah, so I think this year, it's gonna be different in that way, I guess. And, well, good for me. I can save more money, right?
That's good.
Yeah, good for me.
Alam mo, ikaw lang kilala kung ano, parang habang tumatanda, mas lumadami yung binibigil. Ay, mas lumadami yung minamanage siya tayo.
Manamanage siya tao?
Oo. Hindi lang sa work. Like, parang in everything. Lumalaki yung mga circle.
Really?
Oo.
Ganun ba nangyayari sa akin?
Kasi pag ganun ako eh. Habang tumatanda.
Really?
Ikaw parang...
I never noticed.
Diba? Siya pag ganun no.
Really? I never noticed.
Oh. Pero hindi mo siya bad thing.
Okay. I just never noticed.
Kakaiba.
I feel like a... So anyway. Okay. Last thing before we wrap this up. Because we're... Where are we? Like an hour already?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Tagal na pala.
James is like the guy who like, "Oh, time's up." Okay, last. Quick round for everybody. What's like your most memorable 13th month buy? Wow, is it like the SLR spend?
Yeah, I think sa akin 'yon, no? Kasi laki, actually naalala ko parang sabi ko, "Shit, laki nung nito." Parang first time kong maglabas ng ganung nag-withdraw ko ng cash malaki tapos binili ko siya.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, ano siya? For me, sulit naman siya because I'm still using it until now. I think more than 5 years na siya.
Yeah, that's a really good buy. It's a camera. It like makes memories and shit.
Yes.
So it's good.
Tsaka hindi siya yung parang cellphone or ano na, you know, after 2 years, 3 years, ano na, obsolete na. Or,
yeah.
You know, this one is, sulit siya. Ayun.
Good job, man. Yung Wabos, when he buys stuff, it's really sensible.
That's true.
You never buy anything.
So, hindi nagagamit.
Hindi nagagamit. Hindi siya katulad natin.
Kailangan, ano, pag...
lagi na sisira.
Oo, lagi
na. Tsaka maraming mga comparison pa yan. Magre-research pa.
Yeah.
For Shopeeholic 2.
Yeah, Shopeeholic 2, yeah.
Shopeeholic 2, nafe-feel ko na eh.
Yeah.
How about you, China? Most memorable? Like 13th month pay spend.
Siguro yon yung talagang in-upgrade ko yung gifts ko for everyone. Naubos talaga yung money.
Right. Like wiped out.
Wiped out talaga.
Zero.
Mm. Wala talaga. As in, wala.
But it feels good, right?
But it feels good.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Trisha?
What you got? 2 years ago, binigyan ko ng 14th month yung mga yaya namin.
Really?
So sumiyak sila.
Talaga?
Oo, so, oh, grabe yun. Na-touch talaga ako. Parang, oo. Oh. Wow. Kasi, yaya pa rin namin sila hanggang ngayon.
Ah.
Kasi hirap ako ako nangyayay.
I told you, she gets her life in order, dude.
Pero grabe yun, iyakin kami. Tapos parang, nangyari dito.
Sobrang babaw luha.
Malaking bagay nun sa kanila.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So, malaking money.
Sir, if you're listening to this show, why don't you consider doing that? Especially kung iyaya mo yung sobrang tagal na.
Oo.
Yung inalagaan ka nung bata ka pa.
Oo, bigyan yeah, bonus.
Pretty good, pretty good. It's really good. How about you, James? What you got?
Ako, memorable 13th month buy was... Nag-start na na-kompleto ko yung set ko ng comics.
Mm. He's a hobbyist. Time. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Na-kompleto ko siya. So, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Anong comics ba?
Usually by DC Comics. Eh.
DC.
So, meron akong sinusundan na story. So, na-kompleto ko na siya.
Mm. And it felt good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy.
You know what? Me, unfortunately, I don't have a memorable one because I'm like,
Fleeting.
No, the things I do are like fucking garbage compared to what you guys do.
No,
seriously. But there was this one time, I can't forget. I was with my ex. My old ex. She wanted to buy a camera. Because that time, parang nauso yung SLR noon. There was a SLR phase, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, bumili siya ng SLR. And during dun sa shop na yun, when she was buying...
Bumili ka rin.
Parang nabudol ako nung nagbebenta eh. Naku, sir, bumili na kayo kasi bumili si ma'am para maging hobby nyo. Putangina ginanun ako eh.
Patay ka
mo. Oo, oh, tapos ako parang... Tapos tinitingnan ko, parang feeling ko, mas okay pa ako dun sa... parang feeling ko mas pang akin yung hobby na yung nangyari yun eh. So, I bought an SLR.
Sabay kami
bumili nun.
Oh, no.
And then a few years later, medyo na-addict ako, and I bought this like bigger camera. EOS 60D noon, man.
60D.
Oh, the first, tayo, yeah, 60D. Yeah, bumili ako.
With video.
And I bought lenses and shit. So I spent like about 50K on a hobby that I sold.
So,
like, siguro mga arawang pagitan, ganun.
Grabe.
Yeah, kasi I don't know if you noticed, pag napasok ko sa isang hobby, gusto ko siya makompleto agad.
As in, I have to... yes, look at this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Look at this.
Yeah, look at this. Like, I want it like there right now. Then I'm with I'm with watches right now. I have a watch case that holds 12 watches. I have this urge. I have to complete it by the end of the year. So,
sabi mo, wala nang watch.
Wala na nga eh. So, yung kulang ko ngayon sa watch case ko, tatlong relos. So, na ako. Okay, parang
China.
Yeah, China! Bayar tayo pa naman dyan. Yeah. Okay. So, I think that's a wrap-up of the 13th month episode.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this show, why don't you spend it responsibly this time? Give it back. I think what I got today is like give it back.
I'll be
like,
share stones.
You should fucking buy the stones. You should do it. For sure.
Protection stones.
Protections. And you're gonna get parking all the time. I get parking all the time. It's real. I believe. No, seriously. It's real.
Okay. Nawa ako ng parking all the time.
Oh, okay.
Pero lagi yung minamalas.
There you go. You're gonna find better parking. Don't say that. You gotta believe it. You gotta believe China, bro. When it comes to this shit, that's her turf.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta believe in that.
Good point.
All right, that's a 30-month episode. Everybody here from the 24G podcast. 13-month group, boy. For the 24G podcast, my name is Butch.
My name is James.
All right, see you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gano'ng katagal?
1 hour.
Make sure to follow our Instagram page at 24G Podcast.
And like our Facebook page, 24G Space Podcast.
Happy listening.